Welcome to Eastern Standard, a broadcast service of Eastern Kentucky University, produced with the support of One, the Alltech Ideas Conference, and Dynamics Productions. I'm Tom Martin, and in this edition, three strategies for parents of young children to use to make the most of failure. Our guest is psychologist Dan Florell. For Jason Thompson, it was a choice between finishing a PhD in communications at UK or following his entrepreneurial instincts. Suffice it to say, he didn't hang the PhD on his office wall.
I did not. I got halfway through, and we started opening all these businesses, and I got a little too busy.
And you'll probably recognize what he's been busy with. Also, we'll be brought up to date by Ashton Potter-Wright about Lexington's farm-to-table programs. To start the hour, we want to tell you about something called the New Energy Internship Program. It's a key part of efforts by MESED, the Mountain Association for Community Economic Development, to create a new energy economy in eastern Kentucky. Funded by the Appalachian Regional Commission, the program offers former coal industry employees six-month internships fielding positions that advance energy efficiency in the region. And two of them are right here with us. We'd like to welcome Scott Shoup and John Kraft. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And John, you're from Hazard?
Hazard.
And Scott, you're from Benham?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to begin by asking each of you to tell us a little bit of background about your coal industry experience and how that came to an end. John, you want to start?
Okay. I went to work in the late 70s in surface mines and worked at that for a few years and then went to work for the telephone company in Leslie County, Kentucky, doing telephone installation, troubleshooting. And then I was offered a job at Shamrock Coal Company, and the money was so much better, I went to that in 82.
And that was underground?
Underground, yes.
Uh-huh. And how about you, Scott?
I actually spent 22 years underground. That's all I ever worked was underground coal mining. I came out last year in 2018 in July. I started as most people in the coal industry, just a young kid out of high school, no education besides high school. Started as an independent, inexperienced miner, worked my way up, got my foreman's papers, actually left Kentucky in 2012 when the industry declined, went to work in West Virginia, then ended up going to Alabama and working a couple years underground.
And John mentioned that the money can be pretty good. It makes it hard to turn it down, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And, that's why I say, with me, I started out just, your average coal miner. And then I ended up, was a superintendent over my own coal mines. And I went out to Alabama and was over a mines that had three setup sections and a longwall.
And you all have come out of this with, among other things, black lung.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You bring all that experience that you had in the industry to this program that MESED has underway, the New Energy Internship Program. And if you would, tell us a little bit about what that is, what you're doing in that program.
Through MESED's program, we have become certified in energy efficiency and building analysis. So we do tests on buildings to determine where they're using energy that they don't need to be using and how they can correct those issues to make businesses, I guess, be more profitable and some community organizations to keep the doors open.
And it's a six-month program, is that right?
Yes.
How far along are you all?
We're actually within the last couple months. April the 1st will effectively be our own business.
While you're going through this, are you paid?
Yes, sir. Yes. It's a six-month paid internship. Uh-huh. MESED treats you as a full-time employee. They give you health benefits, vision, dental, retirement plan. Everything that they offer to their full-time employees, they offer to the internship. So I've been very pleased and blessed with it. I was to the point in the coal industry to where, I was tired of moving. I was tired of chasing money. I was tired of packing my family up or being away from my family. And I seen this as an opportunity to not only better myself, but bring something back to my community that I care about.
And so this is a real bridge from that to something new.
That's right. Exactly.
So what are you going to do with this? Yeah, whichever one of you wants to start, and we'll talk to both of you about it.
My plans post-internship is, you know, to develop a company, you know, that provides energy services throughout Kentucky, but with a primary focus on Eastern Kentucky, as close to home as I can stay with it. And my end result is bring back to the communities by providing some good jobs for people, you know, that pay well, that they can support their families with, that we currently don't have.
John Kraft, how about you?
My plan is the same, to start a company doing energy efficiency work, consulting and testing, report work, and retrofit work also. Also doing the labor on retrofits. And hopefully at some point down the line, I'll be able to provide jobs and develop a viable company.
Now, I know that you also have done work with at-risk kids in the area. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
The agency that I worked for, what we've seen is a huge increase in abuse and neglect reports in the state since 2008.
What do you think that's related to?
Drugs.
And economic downturn, harder times.
Maybe both.
Yeah.
Combination of the two.
Yeah, I think so.
It sounds as though what you two are doing is something very positive. And do you know of other former coal industry workers, coal miners, that are doing similar internship programs or trying to turn away from the coal industry and find some new path in their life?
Yes. I personally have a lot of friends that, you know, have in the last, 5 years left the coal industry, you know, trying to pursue something different. But I've also seen a big percentage of them in the recent year time frame that the industry has peaked back up a little bit. I've also seen a big percentage of them jumping back in. I think that's one of the bridges, you know, that we have to find a gap for.
I was studying the Mayshead website before I talked to you all, and I came across a statement that went like this. Though Appalachia's narrative is shifting, residents often still do not understand how they fit in the region's new economy. Do you think part of that wariness might have to do with fear of the unknown, actually not being able to quite see what's on the other side? What do you think that's about?
I mean, I think that people in southeastern Kentucky have got so blinded by coal and everything being so centered around coal severance tax, you know, your local city, county governments are all structured from coal severance tax money. And I think everybody's just been so overwhelmed and so blinded by coal that they can't see outside of it. And I think that's where that these type of programs and nonprofits like MACID and Kentuckians for the Commonwealth, I think that's where they fit in and where that they are doing an excellent job with reaching out to people and letting people see that there is ways and there's things that we can do to overcome the economies and the situations that we're in and make them viable again.
What do you think, John?
I think that organizations like MACID, like KFTC, are like out in front. They're like leading the charge to restructure the economy in Eastern Kentucky. And I think that's something that we have to do.
Do you think it's possible for Eastern Kentucky to turn the corner away from coal, given what you just said, Scott, and find new ways to bring some sort of alternate prosperity to the region?
I think so, absolutely.
What comes to mind when you're thinking about, you're sitting back and you're thinking, if I could change this area and take it forward, what do you think would work? Of course, if you have that answer, everybody's going to beat the path to your door for sure.
Exactly. But, I mean, I think one of our biggest attractions could be you know, tourism. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't see any reason why, with the rich history of coal that we have and the coal camp history and, you know, coal companies building these little cities, you know, that's just like the town I grew up in, Benham, Kentucky, was built by International Harvester. They built that city. And U.S. Steel built the city of Lynch. And, you know, there's a lot of history there, and there's a lot of good things that have come out of that, and there still is a lot of things that can come out of that good. And I think that's where our focus needs to be, is generate our communities as a major tourist attraction.
Are there some things that need to happen to get there that
you
see?
I mean, yeah, there is things. There's going to be investments, and it's going to take money, and it's going to take some, you know, rebuilding and some infrastructure. But, you know, the foundation is there. You know, they always say, you know, build your foundation on a rock. I think what we have in the mountains of eastern Kentucky is a solid rock.
How about you, John? You agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that. And I also think that eastern Kentucky could still be a leader in energy production. We have been since the late 1800s. We fueled the big push through the war with coal, the steel industry. I think that we have acres and acres and acres of land on top of the mountains, huge solar farms, develop a whole workforce to service them. We have the transmission lines here because the coal-fired power plants were here. So why can't we feed those other areas with power produced here?
Scott Shoup and John Kraft, former coal miners, now enrolled in MESED's new energy internship program. Thank you for being here with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And if you want to know more, go online to MESED, that's MACED.org. Later in the hour, Ashton Potter Wright here to update us on the Bluegrass Farm to Table Initiative and a Kentucky Food Systems Summit, and Jason Thompson, the entrepreneur behind a trio of successful Lexington brands. Coming up after a short break.
If things go well for us, we are not usually registering like, oh, I need to do this different. Oh, how do I improve this? Because it was fine. But when I fail, it causes me to have to re-examine how I'm doing.
EKU psychologist Dan Florell talks to us about the balance between protecting your child from danger versus allowing them to learn from failure. I'm Tom Martin, and you're listening to Eastern Standard on WEKU.
Eastern Standard is made possible by One, the All-Tech Ideas Conference, a global nexus of innovation for the future of food and the farm. Attendees are future thinkers who view technology as a transformative opportunity for their business and lives. They share a belief in the boundless power of one idea to change everything. The 35th Annual Conference, 119, is May 19th through the 21st, 2019, in Lexington. Learn more at one.alltech.com.
Major support for Eastern Standard on WEKU is provided by the law firm Hicks & Funson. Kentucky lawyers Josh Hicks, Greg Funson, and Shannon Church provide legal advice and representation in the areas of personal injury, catastrophic accident, and immigration law. Learn more at hfkylawyers.com. Eastern Standard continues with Tom Martin.